Time for your closing market report here on KLGR. Corn was down a quarter cent in the March contract and down a half in December on light volume today, still hiding out near multi-year lows while U.S. corn supplies remain ample and exports are slow. Wednesday's temps are more reasonable around the Midwest, except for below zero readings here in Minnesota and the Dakotas. The five-day forecast is mostly dry, making transportation workable. In South America, central Brazil continues to get plenty of rain for crops, but this week's forecast expects only light amounts for southern Brazil and Argentina, keeping traders on the edge of concern. March beans finished up 4 cents at 968 and three quarters, this time receiving bullish influence from the oil side of soybeans. March palm oil jumped 2.9% higher overnight, which also encouraged March canola to close up at 380. March soybean oil closed up 35 cents, matching its highest price in 4 weeks. Meanwhile, March soybean meal was up 70 cents, still holding above support of its three-month low of 314.80. The U.S. dollar index is up 28 cents at 91.85. Gold is down $1.80, and March silver is down a cent, while copper is down 2 cents. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up 46 points to 24,870, while crude oil is up $1.25. Let's take a look at those commodity market prices. March corn again down a quarter at 353 even. December new crop closed down a half at 386. March beans up 4 at 968 and 3 quarters, while the November closed 3 and a quarter higher at 985 and a half. January meal 90 cents higher at 314.40 a ton. March up 70 cents at 318.60. Soybean oil for January again up 38 cents to 33.76, while March is up 35 cents at 33.90. Chicago wheat for March 2.5 cents higher at 436 even. The May up 2 cents at 448 and a quarter. Minneapolis wheat for March 1 3/4 higher at 619 and 3/4. May up 1.5 at 627 even. Kansas wheat for March 6 1/4 higher at 441 even. May up 6 at 454 even. Again, concerns about that winter frost down in Kansas and Oklahoma causing some damage to that winter wheat. March oats 2 cents higher at the close, 244.5, while May 0.75 points higher at 249 even. To the Merck, February live cattle down 40 cents, never could regain that earlier gain, 122.95, while the April and June futures both closed up after some early morning losses. April up 27 cents to 124.37, the June 17 cents higher at 115.35. Feeder cattle for January down 15 cents at 149.37, the March down a nickel at 146.82. February lean hogs, well, hogs are expected to close mixed today. They end up staying positive. February up 32 cents at 71.05. April futures up 57 cents at 75.42. Look at a little farm news as we wrap up the day on the closing market report. Overcoming Adversity, the third annual Women in Ag Network Conference, will be held February 15th in St. Cloud at the Holiday Inn and Suites. It's the third annual event and will be a day of learning and networking for women involved in agriculture. Registration begins at 8:45 with the conference program from 9:15 to 3:30. Katie Pinky, publisher of Ag Week and the blogger of the Pinky Post, will be the keynote speaker. The title of her presentation is Accepting Interruptions to Define Your Path Forward. Well, Katie will explain that even the most well-orchestrated plans aren't exempt from interruptions on the farm or off the farm. Drawing upon trials and triumphs in her personal life and ag business career, Katie will help attendees define their best path forward through life's pivotal moments. Breakout sessions will feature 5 diverse tracks for attendees to choose from: farm business planning, stress management on the farm, consumer advocacy, risk management, and farm safety and health. The day will end with a panel discussion with panelists sharing how they've overcome adversity, whether it be a health challenge, weather event, farm transition, or other farm challenges. Pre-registration is required for the conference. The early bird rate is $50 until February 1st. After that date, regular registrations are $65 and accepted until February 8th. Students receive a special rate of $20. For more information on how to register, check on the story at myklgr.com under the Farm News tab. That's a check of your closing market report here on KLGR.